So saying, down he sat. And up rose Mantor, who was the friend of gallant Odysseus. On going with the ships, Odysseus gave him charge of his whole house, that all should heed their elder, and he keep all safe and sound. He, with good will, addressed them thus, and said, "Hearken now, men of Ithaca, to what I say. Never, henceforth, let sceptred king be truly kind and gentle, nor let him in his mind heed righteousness. Let him instead ever be stern and work unrighteous deeds, since none remembers princely Odysseus among the people whom he ruled, kind father though he was. No charge I make against the haughty suitors for doing deeds of violence in insolence of heart. For they, at hazard of their heads, thus violently devour the household of Odysseus, saying he will come no more. But with you other people I am wroth, because you all sit still, and uttering not a word do not resist the suitors, they so few, and you so many." Then answered him Evenor's son, Leocritus, "Mischievous Mentor, crazy-witted, what do you mean by urging these to put us down? Hard would it be for many more than we to fight with us on question of our food. Indeed, should Ithacan Odysseus come himself upon us lordly suitors, feasting in his house, and be resolved to drive us from the hall, his wife would have no joy, however great her longing, over his coming. But here he should meet shameful death, fighting with more than he. You spoke unwisely. Come, people, then, turn to your own affairs. For this youth here, Mentor, shall speed his voyage, and Halitherses, too, for they are from of old his father's friends. But I suspect he still will sit about, gather his news in Ithaca, and never make the voyage." He spoke, and hastily dissolved the assembly. So they dispersed, each to his home, but the suitors sought the house of princely Odysseus. Telemachus, however, walked alone along the shore, and washing his hands in the foaming water, prayed to Athena, "Hear me, thou god who camest yesterday here to our home, and badst me go on shipboard over the misty sea, to ask about the coming home of my long-absent father. All thy commands the Achaeans hinder, chiefly the suitors in their wicked pride.